stand by. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Application Discovery and Reuse of IBM Mainframe Applications for SOA. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. Tools from IBM and its partners can provide a knowledge base of information gathered from reading source code assets and their interrelationships from across the enterprise, as well as business information to develop management intelligence about applications. In this teleconference, you'll learn how this information can help you migrate to SOA. The teleconference will be hosted by Michelle Cortez, WebSphere Product Market Manager, Enterprise Software Platform. At this time, I'll turn things over to Michelle.
Thank you, and welcome to today's presentation. Today's mainframe applications have grown many times their original size and have become so much more complex over the years. The move to a service-oriented architecture with its standardized and reusable components is a natural step for many IT shops. SOA can help simplify the development, maintenance, and integration of enterprise applications. But first, we have to figure out what we have that can be reused, and that's what we are here to learn about today. So let's go to the next page. We'll address a number of topics today, including ways and tools used to identify and reuse existing programs in an SOA environment. So to begin, let's start on chart 3. I want to make sure that we all have the same basic definitions of service-oriented architecture. So I want to start by looking at some baseline definitions. First of all, what is a service? It is a repeatable task, such as checking somebody's credit. It's important to stress here that it is a part of a business process here. Don't think about software or IT. Think about what your company does on a day-to-day basis and break those business processes up into repeatable business tasks or components. Second, what is service orientation? Building on our definition of service, service orientation is a way of integrating your businesses as linked services and, more importantly, the outcomes that they bring. We're still not talking about technology. We're talking about a thought process and a business philosophy. What is SOA? It is quite simply the IT architectural style that supports the service orientation thought process and makes it a reality. And finally, what is a composite application? It is a set of related and integrated services that support a business process built on SOA. So composite applications are actually running services that have been assembled and strung together to support what your business does. SOA helps make building and adjusting composite applications fast and easy. Let's go on to chart 4. And if you look at the picture on the left, you can lay out your business processes as services through component business modeling, but if your IT infrastructure looks like the picture on the left, you're still not going to be very flexible. Let me emphasize again that your business is only as flexible as your IT group is. Service-oriented architecture bridges this gap and allows you to use existing IT investments you have and achieve the flexible, distributed business processes you need. Let's go into some more detail about how to make this happen and go on to chart 5. So why is SOA important for business flexibility and reuse? SOA provides that components present a standardized view to anyone who wants to use them. As I said earlier, SOA makes the actual technology, the programming language, the platform, etc., less important. Individual components can be changed in a number of different ways to meet necessary requirements. And SOA applications are built out of tested, proven components. Now let's go on to the next page, chart 6. This is a horrible-looking chart, but it is actually a diagram of the application architecture of a consumer electronics company. The applications that are running today's business typically are not easy to understand. As this picture tries to show, the many parts in a relationship make gathering and understanding application information difficult. Whether they are batch jobs or online transactions, these applications are made up of components that often involve many technologies and operate on multiple platforms. Applications can include hundreds of lines of code, hundreds of thousands of files, and millions of smaller related artifacts, for example, data elements. In the midst of all of this complexity, we must evolve the applications, make changes without breaking anything. To evolve to an SOA environment using existing tools to identify candidates for componentization is a daunting and time-consuming task. Some of the problems are due to missing or out-of-date documentation. Some of the more important artifacts are missing. It's really hard to determine the full impact of a proposed change, as well as hard to estimate the amount of effort required. And the tools that you have available for doing this don't make this task any easier. So let's go on to Chart 7. So to say it again, complexity is increasing. And traditional application development processes, while we may have had incremental improvements, probably aren't keeping up with complexity. This has a significant impact on application development in different ways. One of the developers for WSAA put it this way. Throughout his professional career, and especially over his 15 years of consulting, he faced the same problem over and over. He needed to have the systemized knowledge about existing software and software-related artifacts. Many times when he walked into a new assignment, a new client, or a new project, he had to quickly narrow down the scope, the number of artifacts he had to look at in detail. He had to find all the connection points, identify the interfaces, find relationships, etc. After that, it was usually a routine process, sometimes not easy, but typical. Extend the application, connect some applications, replace it, add new functionality, whatever. And it's not just consultants who face these. New team members, outsourcing, even people who have been around a long time who are digging into portions of an application that they haven't touched for a while. Also, sometimes staff has to step up to take on more senior roles as the experts retire or move on to other projects. Complex applications often make this very difficult and time-consuming. During the normal course of business, change request or application maintenance is required. This involves impact analysis. What do I need to change? How much work will this be? What do I need to do? I've got to go out and find and change everything, or I'm going to break something and I'm going to cause the system to ebb in. There are many assets that need to be assessed in a complex situation. Making the transition to a new component structure, such as SOA, is also difficult when dealing with our complicated applications. We must find business rules and use these as functional specifications, whether for restructuring, extracting business logic into a reusable web service, or for redevelopment, that is moving an application from one platform to another, or for application consolidation. It can take a significant investment of time and resources. We can reduce the risk that complexity can bring with improved understanding and control of business logic, our business processes, and the application dependencies associated with them. Let's go on to Chart 9. These business rules I mentioned in the previous slide, these are, I'll call them chunks of code for lack of a better term, that provide a business service. We must identify these business needs, decompose the needs into the necessary functions and services. Then we can reuse these chunks of code by exposing them as services in an SOA environment. We then combine new business logic with our existing IT services to create our composite applications. Let's go to the next page. I wanted to introduce you to the complete set or complementary set of WebSphere tools that make it straightforward to build and deploy new composite applications from new and existing programs. The IBM SOA lifecycle consists of model, assemble, deploy, and manage stages. Today we are concentrating on the model phase, but I thought you might like to know some of the other offerings in the other stages of the SOA lifecycle. One of the key attributes of SOA is the ability to reuse existing program assets, as I've said repeatedly already. So the process starts with discovering which program assets you already have that you can reuse in new applications. Webster Studio Asset Analyzer helps you discover these hidden assets by determining which programs are good candidates for reuse in web applications based on the number and types of changes required. There are other tools that can help you reuse your existing applications as well. Many enterprises use CICS to run their core business, and they have large amounts of reliable and trusted CICS code. CICS Interdependency Analyzer helps you to understand, preserve, evolve, and integrate existing CICS applications with new on-demand application models. In addition, today we're also going to talk about Asset Transformation Workbench, which helps you identify the business rules coded in your core applications and helps you in restructuring large applications into more manageable segments and removing dead code. Once you understand what business operations you already have coded and available, you can use WebSphere Business Modeler to create end-to-end process models that represent key business processes throughout the enterprise, some of which are represented by the assets discovered by WSAA or ATW or CICSIA. WebSphere Business Modeler helps you to understand and transform your business through business modeling, simulation, analysis, and collaboration capabilities. You can use the models to build with WebSphere Business Model to direct your assemble and deploy activities for creating composite applications. At the end of the modeling phase, you should have a clear idea of the assets that you have available and where they can be used in the new business processes you have modeled. The next stage is to create services and assemble them into deployable composite applications. Let's go to chart 11. So, I wanted to give you an example, a real live example, of an IBM customer who had a situation where their existing IMS transactional product accessory system had to be changed so that their higher margin accessories could be offered and so that dealerships would find it easier to use the system. They are implementing the proposed IBM solution. They are using WSAA and ATW for impact analysis, componentizing their business functions with ATW, and invoking them using WebSphere MQ. They have begun an enterprise service bus implementation and are using HATS to make the system easier for their dealers to use and have their traditional developers using WebSphere Developer for Z-Series. They also engaged IBM Global Services to help them in this transition. So let's go on to chart 12. So I've already mentioned we would be talking about two IBM offerings, WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer and Asset Transformation Workbench. For migrating to SOA, we would use Asset Analyzer for enterprise-wide understanding of existing applications and end-to-end impact analysis. It will help us understand the complexity of mainframe applications and identify candidates for SOA projects. We will use Asset Transformation Workbench for SOA project-based work and to componentize application code for web services. There are additional benefits that I think will become clearer to you as you hear more about these products. So let's begin by getting a little more information about WSAA. If we go to page 13, as mentioned earlier, older applications lack documentation. If there is documentation, it's often out of date or only exists in someone's head, and that person may or may not still be around. The search and analysis effort to identify reusable components is time-consuming and tedious, and the only tools available are old nodes, documentation, ISPF, etc. Libraries have to be manually searched using ISPF. You have to compile programs and use these listings to determine data movement. And quite often you miss some data items or source code and you're not getting a complete picture. IBM WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer helps developers, analysts, and operations staff overcome some of these hurdles by providing tooling to rapidly understand enterprise applications and determine the impact of proposed changes within and across the enterprise, including composite, traditional, and J2EE applications that span IBM Z-Series, Microsoft Windows, and IBM AIX systems. WSAA's web browser interface provides visualization of application dependencies, logic and data flow, and the related source code for a variety of users. Let's delve a bit deeper by going to the next page. WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer provides scanners to read the application artifacts that make up your core applications, such as your source code, copybooks, CICS regions, WebSphere application server systems, JAR files, IMS subsystems, and JCL. It can read distributed libraries such as file systems, rational clear case, etc. On ZOS, the source code can reside in PDS libraries or managed libraries. While scanning your applications, WSAA stores information about these artifacts in a database. After scanning is complete, further analysis by WSAA creates valuable relationship information that can be shared by multiple development teams across the enterprise via that browser interface. And as development teams make changes to the applications through the normal maintenance process, application information contained in WSAA can be easily refreshed. Let's go on to chart 15. Once the application data has been scanned and loaded into the DB2 database, you can begin your exploration of your systems information. The Explore Assets screen shows various types of metadata that is collected by WSAA. In this particular case, I've included both the Explore MVS assets and Explore Distributed Assets screen up on the chart. You use the Explore function to view application components and their relationships. You can view the list of components or search for components by name or site or whatever. And you can follow the links to navigate through an application to discover, for example, what program is invoked by a batch job or a CICS transaction, what Java classes are invoked, what files are used, etc. Next page. By clicking on an MVS program name, you can get an incredible amount of information as shown on some of the screens here. You can see the many details like the data items, the called programs, the procedures in an application, etc. The program diagram describes a program and the data stores it accesses. Various diagrams, such as those on the right, are the program control flow diagram and the program structure diagram, and they're available for different component types and different relationships. If you go to chart 17, what you'll see is the details about an enterprise Java bean JAR file. We see the Java packages and other EJBs that are contained in this JAR file, and we can see the details represented graphically, just like the MVS program on the previous chart. If you'll go to chart 18, we'll talk a little bit about performing impact analysis. 30% of development costs are spent in the analysis cycle, and WSAA can automate this cycle. It automates the analysis of the impact of a requested change on other systems. With WSAA, you can view the results of an impact analysis via an impact analysis diagram that shows components directly and indirectly impacted by a change, and that's what we have up on the chart right now. You can also view the results by way of a table of components that lists all of the components in the inventory that are affected by a proposed code change, and that list could be long depending upon the complexity of the change you're trying to make. And you can also look at a structure diagram that shows a subset of components that the proposed code change affects. From all of these, the impact analysis diagram, the table of components, or the structure diagram, we have access to the specific details. For example, here we started with the data element master stock part number in the program QAD01. If we make a change to that element, we see, for example, two CICS transactions would be impacted by the change. If I were to click on number 2 next to the word CICS transactions, right above the indirect impacts, I could go and get details about those two CICS transactions that would be impacted by this change. If you go on to chart 19, I wanted to show you that we also have the ability to do impact analysis on distributed assets. Here we started with one enterprise Java bean, the trade account bean, and we find that quite a few Java bytecode classes, fields, and methods would be impacted by a change to this EJB. And now let's go on to chart 20. On January 27th of this year, WSAA version 4.2 became generally available with several new enhancements, including complexity metrics, application level reporting, and a composite application impact analysis preview. I'd like to talk about a couple of these right now. If you go to chart 21, version 4.2 provided more application level, not just program level reporting. We provide metrics that are available at both the program and the application level. And there are three basic metrics that are reported. The first one, the Halstead effort, which basically indicates the complexity of a program and the relative mental effort required to develop or maintain the program. McCabe's cyclomatic complexity, which indicates the number of independent paths through a program. And McCabe's essential complexity, which indicates how well a program is structured. All of these provide indications as to how easy, relatively speaking, it would be to componentize a program or restructure an application. If you go to chart 22, just to review, a composite application consists of parts that run on different server runtimes and are often written in multiple computer languages. For example, a bank might have a mortgage application with the following parts, some of which in turn are applications. The presentation layer is written in Java and runs on a J2EE application server. Most of the business logic is written in CICS COBOL transactions, and data is stored in DB2 and vSAN partition data sets. Thus, the mortgage application is a composite application comprised of the presentation layer, business logic, and database. In this release of WSAA version 4.2, we have included a preview of limited support for the impact analysis of composite applications, also known as end-to-end impact analysis. With this support, you can express the relationship between assets by creating a directed link between any two assets in the inventory. You then activate or establish the links by running the end-to-end post-processor. For example, you can identify which distributed assets have references to CICS or IMS transactions on MVS, or what distributed assets have access to a DB2 table. After you've identified the relationships for the composite applications, you can document these relationships and perform impact analysis on the application. If you go to the next chart, you'll see that we've run an impact analysis on the DB2 table customer, probably part of that composite application, mortgage application that we mentioned a few seconds ago. Here we find that a JDBC driver is also impacted by a change to this table, not just the usual MVS COBOL program or CICS transaction. Now, we've done an introduction to WSAA. Let's go in and do a little bit more delving into Asset Transformation Workbench. So let's go to chart 24. The Workbench is the base product. It provides the parsers which load the source code into the ATW knowledge base. It provides the application analyzer which enables deep analysis and reporting of the assets stored in the knowledge base. And the application profiler which provides team access via the web for ATW generated reports. It also includes the WSAA bridge, which provides download support for assets identified by WSAA impact analysis projects. There are also a couple of optional extensions, which include the business rule manager and the application architect. Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about each of these. On chart 25, you'll find quite a bit of information about the application analyzer. It is a component of ATW that provides the deep analysis and reporting capabilities for an application project. It is all about assessing and managing application project portfolios. It is a workstation GUI tool that provides visual, interactive documentation, and deep insight into an application project. Going on to Chart 26. The Application Profiler component of ATW enables the sharing of information, of application information with teams. It's ATW generates reports that are then saved in a web format so that folks who don't have an ATW workstation can view that particular point in time information using their web browser. And when the optional Business Rules extension is installed, the Application Profiler enables analysts with a web browser to audit and okay business rules that have been identified. Going on to Chart 28. The Business Rules Manager extension provides functions to identify and manage business rules. And you've probably heard me say this, you've heard other people say this. A business rule generally describes how a company operates with others, such as its customers. These business rules are translated into program logic and contain one or more statements in a program. Together, they describe how to implement or enforce the way a company does business. For example, a company may offer discounts to those who pay their bills earlier. All of the code that would determine whether a discount was due and how to calculate what it would be, that's considered a business rule. The Business Rule Manager extension helps you find and manage these rules that are in your applications. By using the Business Rules Manager, you can accelerate application maintenance and development. Its sophisticated search tools help you to quickly identify rules, and it enables you to create rules directly from a search screen, and this helps accelerate the collection process. A second capability of the Business Rules Manager is its persistence that ensures that rules aren't lost as programs are changed, and its filter helps to focus your business rule searches. Analysts can categorize and describe their portfolio of business rules to simplify the ongoing usage. The customizable interface allows analysts to efficiently manage their business rules portfolio. Now let's go to Chart 28. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it because you'd actually have to see this in a demo, and we have some demos available on the web that I'm going to point you to later, but it's an automated thing, so we'll just say that the application architect is that second extension on the workbench, and it bridges the gap from actually doing the analysis to doing the development. And with it, developers can truly shorten the process because it can not only help you restructure poorly structured code for better maintainability, it can also help you partition your code to reduce the complexity as well as create SOA components. Additionally, it helps find and eliminate dead and redundant and duplicate code as well. It takes the business rules identified by the business rules extension and can make them into the structured SOA components that we need for a true SOA environment. Let's go on to page 29. WSAA and ATW work together to provide a more effective solution for application discovery. WSAA sifts through doing its impact analysis through an entire set of enterprise assets to find just those of interest for a given project. Then this subset of assets is passed to ATW for transformation and componentization. Getting those project assets from the ZOS source libraries to a specific ATW workstation is how the WSAA bridge can be helpful. The WSAA bridge is a set of client and service software that is included with ATW. Here's how it works. A user on WSAA performs an impact analysis, and WSAA stores it as an impact analysis project in the database. An ATW user uses the WSAA bridge to display a list of impact analysis projects and then selects a particular project to be downloaded. This WSAA bridge server then downloads from ZOS the source code identified in the selected impact analysis project. And because WSAA knows in which source library each asset is stored, it is the one who downloads the code. Once the source is available on the bridge server, the WSAA bridge client automatically retrieves the source from the server and loads the source into an ATW project. From there, a project leader or architect can begin the work necessary to transform or componentize the application. Let's go on to chart 30. So we've talked about two tools. Not only can WSAA and ATW help you identify and componentize application code for SOA projects, they can help with everyday maintenance and development efforts. We get additional benefits beyond the SOA assistance that they provide. Number one, they can help significantly reduce maintenance costs by providing accurate application information. They can help reduce outages resulting from incomplete analysis prior to making changes to your existing applications. They can help you document your applications so that developers can quickly become familiar with them as well as their interrelationships with other systems. And they can help you give your line of business executives both realistic and achievable project estimates, something that may have been missing in the past. Let's go to chart 31. On the next couple of pages, I wanted to give you a side-by-side comparison of Webster Studio Asset Analyzer and ATW in different usage scenarios. On this page, you'll notice a couple of immediate differences. WSAA supports Java and other distributed assets, and ATW does not. And ATW can help you find and manage business rules and can work with natural code. WSAA cannot. On chart 32, we continue with comparisons, and we see additional differences. ATW is primarily geared toward project-level usage. WSAA is enterprise-wide and can provide impact analysis for composite applications. ATW provides more function when it comes to automating the componentization of logic for the SOA environment. WSAA does not. On chart 33, we see additional differences in the tools. WSAA runs on the mainframe, and its data is accessed via a web browser. And it not only scans source code and distributed code where they run, it also scans CICS, IMS, WebSphere runtime configuration files, and the DB2 catalog. ATW runs on the workstation and generates reports that are available via a web browser. Now, if you go to chart 34, we've already mentioned Asset Analyzer and ATW, and they are a couple of what we call transformation tools. I mentioned the other two earlier when I described the company whose accessory application was being extended, and now I wanted to give you a brief introduction to HATS, or Host Access Transformation Services, and WebSphere Developer for Z-Series. On chart 35, we will introduce WebSphere Developer for Z-Series. It is a single tool that provides a traditional developer with all of the tools he or she would need to create a traditional CICS COBOL DB2 application, as well as tooling to integrate that application into an SOA environment or to even create a Java interface for it as well. All of these functions are available on one workstation-based tool. And if you go on to page 36, just a brief introduction to Host Access Transformation Services. HATS essentially provides a method of combining multiple green screens together into a more user-friendly web browser interface without requiring any code modification to the existing code. It's much more than that, but that's a very easy thing for people to get their hands around when they're trying to think of what HATS does for them. And if you go to chart 37, I wanted to just give you a chart that when you're considering some of your current challenges that you might be encountering in your development efforts, I thought you might like to know which of the four tools that I've mentioned, WebSphere Developer for Z-Series, HATS, or Host Access Transformation Services, WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer, or Asset Transformation Workbench might be of assistance to you, that you might be able to use this chart to help you see where you might want to do a little exploration into some of IBM's offerings. If you go to page 38, There is a wealth of information available on IBM sites about SOA and any of the products you heard about today. Here are a few URLs that I thought you might find helpful and as well provide additional information to you. Now, we're on chart 39, and before we go to the question and answer session, I'd like to turn this back over to our moderator.
Thank you, Michelle. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate,